Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Graphic Interchange in Trend Change Format.
There it is.
Change format. Hey, you know, they can't all be winners in terms of reading the words that are in front of my face. The Graphic Interchange Format is what GIF stands for, and that is GIF courtesy gang of Johnny Davis. We were talking about GIFs being washed in a recent episode.
Yeah.
We said, not just emoji, fuck GIFs too.
Because GIFs are washed.
That's how young I am. I think it's all washed.
If GIFs are washed, consider me bathed. Because I ain't going anywhere with those.
I am Jack, and that is Miles. And these are some things that are trending.
Hit me with that Danny Elfman flow.
I got the this is Halloween.
Halloween
and spooky scary skeletons. That's all. We have a two song rotation going in the house.
Love that.
Right now.
I believe that's called a psyop.
Yeah. They're trying to kill me.
Didn't they do that to Noriega?
Yeah. I think it was mostly Barney songs, but those could be on the Barney playlist for sure.
Right.
Like if Barney covered either of those songs, it would make perfect sense to me. All right. Pelosi Punch is trending, not because it's a new high C flavor, but because we're getting all sorts of video leaks coming from January 6th from the committee. The committee's kind of doing some quiet, you know, they're not doing the big blockbuster TV extravaganza. They're just dropping
little moments here and there.
Viral vids.
Yeah, this clip is from this is Nancy Pelosi hearing that, because we heard during the January 6th like testimonies and things like that that Trump was we knew that he wanted to march to the Capitol. Remember,
right.
And they're like, "Yo, we can't secure that shit, fam," and he lost it on them. So this clip that came out is of Nancy Pelosi hearing like as all of this is happening, like they released a lot of footage where you can see a lot of the congressional leadership like trying to get the Department of Defense or somebody to send the National Guard or something to try and, you know, like protect the Capitol. So this is like this scene or not scene. Well, yeah, I mean, because it's like shot like a fucking movie. But this like little excerpt is from her talking to like some staff about like whether or not Trump is coming. And then you hear her angry response about that.
This is all about.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
I would come down and punch him out. This is
oh,
my
no,
mom.
I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
All right, Nance.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like all right. that.
Okay. You can go to jail. You're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what jail's like for most people, but you know what? Yeah. Go off, queen.
They have Jennies there, right? They have a freezer full of Jennies at jail.
Oh, yeah. And without the, what was it? The wisteria or listeria. And remember that like whole Jennies and like the contaminated ice cream. Anyway, that's like a story from fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think that was a long time ago, and I think I've chosen to delete that from my memory because
my favorite ice cream
close by and my kids.
But yeah, this like, along with many other clips, like one of the more ones that like Republicans are struggling with is for the longest time they had this like line of attack where they're like, you know, Nancy Pelosi and like Chuck Schumer, they didn't do anything while the Capitol was being attacked. How are they going to blame President Trump? Like they didn't even try to protect it. And in this footage that you see, like they're clearly on the phones being like, y'all need to get here like 10 minutes ago. And, you know, so now people are, I think I saw some pundits pivot to, well, why'd they have cameras with them all the time?
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I don't know, uh-huh. Because it was in the midst of a attack on the Capitol. And people thought this might be newsworthy.
Yeah, I wonder if because you know her daughter is a documentarian. I don't know if that was like her daughter may have been around or something like that. Either way, whatever. I just like when people like you see some incriminating shit and people pivot to, well, how'd you get that footage?
Right,
like, that doesn't fucking negate what we just saw, idiot.
Is there also a clip circulating where Trump? Is because I've seen a bunch of video and like audio of but like is there one where he's like they're gonna know we lost, I got a little dick, it's pathetic.
There's one where Cassidy Hutchinson is describing what was said,
right?
And she's saying he basically was like, this is a disaster, we can't like they can't find out that we lost.
Wow.
And you're like, wow. I mean, like, you know, he knew. He knew. And that's why it's like, we don't need to start being like, what did he know? How did he know? It's like, he knew.
What did the president know and when did he know it is an outdated question.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, all right. Well, shout out to Nancy Pelosi for having the, you know. The thought.
She's a street fighter, huh?
Yeah, she's tough. She's tough. She's a real street fighter. Pelosi punch would be, I think it would set the record for the worst high C flavor of all time, though, right?
Like, I mean, you know what though? That's a pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi duffing out Donald Trump.
Yeah, I would pay to see it.
I would illegally stream it.
Hagrid is trending because actor Robbie Coltrane, who played Hagrid, passed away at age 72. Yeah, you know.
You know, people know I don't really know anything about Harry Potter, but I get it's like the number one thing trending and obviously is a huge, you know, media memory for many people who are watching the series. But yeah, apparently he was like, struggling with some illness and 72 is not that old these days.
Man, I'm so dumb that I looked up. I was like, so this guy was at least, 7 feet tall? I truly was like, this guy's got to be at least, you know. And he was 6'1".
Fucking Hagrid, whoa. They cast this guy as Hagrid? What are the stats on that?
6'1". He played an 8'6" character, and he was 6'1". So,
wait, what? That's how tall Hagrid was in the book?
8'6", yeah. It's a fantastical world, Miles. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Spend any time that. In the Potterverse.
Where you don't help your poor friends.
Yeah. That's right. Van Gogh is trending.
Yeah. Old Van Gogh.
Old Van Gogh. Because people are protesting oil, climate change by throwing tomato soup at one of his most famous paintings.
Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, the protesting and trying to demonstrate and, you know, making it known about your where you stand with climate change. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are like, I mean, but what does Van Gogh have to do? What's he got to do with the climate change?
And maybe it's a you know, museum exhibition that is owned by BP or something. I truly don't know the reasoning behind it.
Right.
But like, that is frustrating that we're only able to see really nice art because of or we can't go see nice art without people being like, thank you to the beneficence of, you know, BP.
The Sackler family.
yeah. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe just throw tomato soup at oil executives.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like Van Gogh was bawling in his career.
No, he was not.
You know what I mean? The dude was struggling.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he didn't even know he was a fucking hit. He died.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, I think what the point is that by doing that, you're fucking up a Van Gogh and now be like, well, why'd they do that? Climate change.
Right.
Sure. You've injected that into the discussion.
Attention, it feels like.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. Like this is one person on Twitter was like, they had me Googling if Van Gogh was a colonizer or something. That man was just depressed.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and get to some Halloween tent.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. And they just dropped a trailer for a House Party remake. I would not have clicked on a link to a trailer for the House Party remake were it not for this show. I would have just assumed it was going to be, you know, kind of some C plus thing, but this trailer got me very excited.
I thought the trailer, I audibly went, okay.
Multiple
and
times,
laughed at a couple jokes. There's LeBron James with a sense of humor in it about his own personal L's in life. That was really interesting. That like in a, like usually when you see a celebrity like play themselves in a comedy, like they're never going to touch the shit that we talk shit about them about, right, like on Twitter. And then here's LeBron doing hairline jokes.
Yeah. The thing that you assume jokes. That the famous person's assistant is like, okay, so these are the third rails before you meet with Mr. James. These are the third rails that you should know. Never even mention not just his hairline, but that there is such a thing as hairlines. We don't use the word decision in conversation just around him, no, in any context, because it might bring up his failure with regards to the decision. And we don't acknowledge space exists. We don't acknowledge jam exists. And we don't acknowledge the number two exists around right. Mr. James. But this suggests, no, he has a pretty good sense of humor. It was pretty funny. So because the joke is that they are house sitting for LeBron James.
Right. And they're again, it's like they need money and they're throwing a party. Boom. Yeah. It's wild on Twitter. So many people are not fucking with it. I think really? The biggest thing that I've seen are people go, I don't want another House Party remake, or we don't need remakes. I agree with that. Like, you don't need to to rely on the name. But it's clear, even from what the director is saying, is like, I'm not making a reboot of that. The way he's described it is, I wouldn't say it's part of the same exact universe as the first three House Parties, but I think that this title can go a bunch of directions and it doesn't have to be in the same universe. I feel like this movie's title is something that can be remade every 4 or 5 years, depending on what's going on in the culture. The universe is just the universe of people gathering and friends having a good time. I get that. Like if it was named another thing, I would still be like, this movie looks funny.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's another thing people are saying. It's like, well, if there's no kid in play, then it can't be House Party. And I get that for people of a certain age, like that's what House Party is. And it feels like you're messing with the sanctity of it. But like when you watch the trailer, I was looking at it, not expecting kid in play. I'm just looking at, okay, what's happening here? And I was intrigued.
I'm intrigued. You have my attention, yeah. Mr. Party.
But maybe we are outliers there on Twitter. Yeah. But yeah,
we're old and washed.
I'm ready to see it.
Mike Itkiss is trending.
Yo, Mike Itkiss, who is running for the 12th district, congressional district, Manhattan. That's where Jerry Nadler, that's currently his seat. He's a third party candidate, and he's been getting some headlines because he has sort of like fashioned himself as this, I guess, like sex positive candidate, like the only one. He's like, I'm really trying to highlight the sex positivity of my campaign platform. He's a retired Army cyber operations officer. But what he did, this is from this report. He posted the 13-minute video. So he made a porn tape. Okay. Mm. And he put it out. He said he posted the 13-minute video to a popular online porn site of him having sex with the porn performer, Nicole Sage, as a quote, conversation piece. Quote, if I would just talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate my commitment to the issue. And the fact I actually did it was a huge learning experience, and it actually influenced items on my platform.
Wow.
Now, I don't think this is, you know, okay. I'm like, you know, I don't have any problem with you normalizing porn performances and sex work and things like that. But it's just funny, like the way, like clearly you're just doing this to make a splash. Because you can still have like empathy and understand like how you can learn from like people in the industry without being like, and you know, I had to smash on camera.
Right. How serious am I?
Right.
Check this out.
It's wild because like the screen cap that they have, it looks like a fake ass video that would be titled like creepy politician smashes in hotel room.
Right.
Because he's got a suit on. Like in the, like he starts off wearing a suit.
Ooh, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Like, is he giving, like talking about his platform? Is the character he playing like horny stepson comes home and catches mom in hotel room or something? Or is it like, I'm Mike Itkiss and I approve this message. Like he's saying that mid video, in the act. Is a question.
I don't know, actually. It's called, I mean, if you're so inclined, it's called Bucket List Bonanza.
Yeah.
And he said he's not an exhibitionist. I mean, I think it's interesting because his whole thing is really, he's trying to legalize sex work and, like guarantee, like, you know, like you're like having sexual rights, etc. But I mean, on the other side of it, it's like, you know, I guess this is kind of what you have to do to break through when you're a third party candidate in a like a just a, you know, a race that's favors the other two.
Right.
So we'll see.
I have to imagine there's a lot of politicians who are hoping that this works. And people are like, this dude is really making some headway in this race now that people have seen him bone on camera.
Yeah.
But there's probably more politicians who are like, please God, please don't make this the future.
It's funny. The Nadler campaign declined to comment. Itkiss's Republican opponent said, quote, you got to do what you got to do. The media ignores everybody that's not a Democrat in the city.
There you go.
I love it. You got to do what you got to do.
And finally, the list of most popular Halloween candy by state is out. And this is just trend spam. These are stories that they release every year just to get on this show. Candystore.com is, yeah.
Relax, candystore.com. You're not getting on the show.
That's right.
But you are in this case.
Even though you just did. But it's, they report on this based on like the bulk of candies that are bulk purchases through their website, which represents about 30% of all purchases. As always, there's some questionable decisions happening here. I think so. Tootsie Pop, like the question is not whether these are people's favorite candy, because I think generally most people are not saying Tootsie Pops are their favorite candy.
No, this is what old motherfuckers in your neighborhood are buying.
Yes. This is their favorite candy to give out for Halloween.
Yes. That's why I'm like, hot tamales?
Hot tamales.
For who?
And like, how much of it is just representative of like how cheap that candy is?
How many states are fucking with hot tamales?
Let's see here. We got
Nevada.
Minnesota.
Who else? Minnesota, Nevada. Did you say who else?
Minnesota, Nevada,
North Dakota,
North Dakota, Virginia. Seems to be. It's got to be because there's like a deal on hot tamales and people and the economy is not great right now.
Reese's peanut butter cups in California, that tracks for me.
I'm proud to live in California. You know that makes me
Texas
proud to live
with the Starburst. That feels real. I like a Halloween Starburst mini pack. Those little two packs. Shakur.
Yeah.
You know? It's the Tootsie Roll Pop that I'm really a little alarmed by. That's in, I believe, Washington and Utah. Is that what Utah is also rocking with?
Yeah,
that?
Utah's and still New Jersey? Rocking with that. It's you gotta do better, people of Utah. And it does make sense to me. And so is New Jersey. New Jersey rocking with that. Tennessee, like more states rock them with Tootsie Pops even than hot tamales. Tennessee, Utah, Washington, and New Jersey.
Yeah, like maps like this will never make sense.
Right.
Because everyone is all over the place with the shit that they like. So I'm more interested in the insight of Zeitgang. Like, am I missing something? Like in Washington, y'all fuck with Tootsie Pops because y'all like, are you fuck with sucker culture?
Right.
Like Utah, you like sucker culture? Like you like to have, like eat your candy on a stick? Not that you're suckers.
Right.
But tell me, invite me in. What's the one in Florida?
Florida is also Reese's Cups. So
okay,
I think like that's it. Like Texas, Florida, New York is Sour Patch Kids. That also makes sense. Illinois, like these places that have big cities where people talk to other people, maybe, and they know not just what is happening on Fox News, but they actually meet people with young kids who eat candy still, and so maybe that's where we're getting some of the disparity between a Reese's Cup state, such as our own home state, and a Tootsie Pop state. But
right,
just
I don't know. I mean, I would love to work with a sociologist to see if we can like use this data and find some kind of common thread here. Like if there is something where it's like, if you live in a Tootsie Roll Pop state,
right?
These are the five things we can tell you about you. You know, but
New Hampshire with the M&Ms. I'm assuming that includes peanut M&Ms. So that's I'll accept it.
Yeah,
but even like West Virginia has Blow Pops, as opposed to Tootsie Pops.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm with you, West Virginia, Wheeling, West Virginia. We're back.
We're back, baby.
Boone County, West Virginia. We're back.
But there's only one state that has Blow Pops, but four states that have Tootsie Pops. That must just be a price point thing, right?
I guess.
Because Tootsie Pops, like, am I alone in thinking Tootsie Pops are far worse than Blow Pops?
I think Blow Pops are better than Tootsie Pops.
Oh, yeah. I did by a lot.
Yeah. I've said this before, I don't like Tootsie Rolls because it feels like fuck you chocolate.
Yeah, it's like chocolate candy-like material.
You're cutting the chocolate with other chewy rubber, and just give me fucking chocolate straight up. I don't have time for this chewy bullshit. So
it's a first draft of candy, and the first drafts of candy that came out in like the early 20th century were not good. We got Necco wafers, which was just like, what if sugar was hard, and we got.
What if,
you know,
what if communion
pops.
Wafers were sinful?
Exactly. Yeah, and Tootsie Pops are like, what if gum and chocolate had like some sort of awful child that like didn't really make sense and didn't really work?
I think the other thing I will say, the Tootsie Pops commercial with the owl, like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? One, two, and then he bites the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Classic.
That's a win. Yeah, that's a marketing victory. Like they've had more success than they should.
Blow Pops had way better commercials in the 90s.
Right.
Blow Pops are like wacky neon colors, like, whoa, like you thought your fucking hair was gonna explode if you ate a Blow Pop and you were like a kid looking at this commercial. So I definitely got caught up by the Blow Pop marketing. So I will
say
that.
You know what? I'm starting to realize like Tootsie Pops does a lot of things right. Like the design of their wrapper, like didn't they have like those little stars on the, like the design of their wrapper star, looks like it was designed by the same people in the Illuminati that designed our money. Like there's just like little,
to me, it looks like people who made like racist cowboys and Indians wallpaper.
Yeah. There's something like kind of timeless and weird and classic about their advertising and their label design that feels like maybe that's what they have going, is like good marketing and then just like a crazy low price point.
This Blow Pop commercial from 1989.
Blow Pop, take one.
Look, all these colors.
Fruit flavored candy.
Look at these kids in their multicolored outfits.
On the inside.
That's
Blow Pop. That's Blow Pop.
Look, that kid got a deep voice.
Strawberry.
Oh my God.
Sour apple.
Everything is fluorescent. Everything. Yeah. It looks like a, you know, the rather home like, of a kindergarten art school teacher.
Yeah, rather than like a old Charlie Brown cartoon in the form of a Tootsie Pop commercial.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Like so, a dark. Yeah.
What can you do? Shout out Charms. What can you do?
Anyways, like we said, you're not going to get us talking about your bullshit story, candystore.com. No way.
You'll just get us really angry and then down a rabbit hole talking about shit from the 90s again.
And then talking about all our favorite candies that you can probably buy on candystore.com. Shit. Blew it.
That would be such the most subversive way to do like sponsored content. We're like, yeah, okay, candy. We're going to do what you think we're going to do. We talk about candystore.com where you can buy your Halloween candy. Buy it local. Buy it local.
Yeah, buy it. Definitely buy it local. Don't buy it from candystore.com. Also, like, how does something like candystore.com stay in business? Like, dude, it's still a front
for the Illuminati.
From the original, like, there's going to be a website for everything era of, you know, where you're like, how do I get groceries? I'll go to grocery.com.
Yeah. Wipe my ass.net, please.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday, October 14th. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.